I'm with Waqar Yunus. Waqar, drawn test match. More positives than negatives for Pakistan, though?
Yeah, you can say that. It's been a very tough test match. Even the last time we played here, the test match was drawn. The pitch is pretty good here. And overall, I think Pakistanis did extremely well. They bowled really well in the first inning, bowling Sri Lanka out for 197. I thought that was a great effort, especially from Junaid and Jim also. Both of them bowled their heart out and put Sri Lanka on the back foot. But it's just that Sangakkara was too good.
Positive is that the attack, despite the fact that the pitch has been very flat, has actually looked quite potent.
Yeah, it looks very good actually. Very impressed with both. I would say Umar Gul, I will give him another game and see how it is, because he's sort of making his comeback. But those two youngsters, Junaid and Chima, they bowled their heart out, as I said, and they're very positive. You know, every time you give them the ball, they give their best. And it's unfortunate they couldn't really pick up too many wickets, because the kind of bowling they did, they deserved more.
And Taufik Umar, wonderful story, him coming back and getting a double hundred.
Yeah, look, we have struggled with the openers in the last sort of decade or more. We never had a settled opening pair, and I think these two are doing a wonderful job. Hafiz has been scoring well in the last series also, and Taufik, I mean, he scored 100 in West Indies, and now this was an outstanding knock, a match sort of putting the match in the frame there where Pakistan won it, but unfortunately it didn't happen.
Is it going to count for anything, the fact that Pakistan have been in the field for 2 days at the end of this test match and there's just 3 days between tests?
Look, nowadays, so it may be a little bit, because it's too hot. Bowlers will take a toll of it, but 3 days is a long enough time, and I think they'll make sure that they're nice and fresh when they come for the next game. They'll probably bowl less in this upcoming 3 days. I think they need to probably do more fielding practice or catches practice, I would say.
What do you put down the fact that they've dropped so many catches, which has ultimately cost them the chance of victory?
Maybe technique. I mean, the catches Mohammad Hafiz dropped, I thought he's got a serious technical issues, because his hands are too hard, especially for the slip cordon. Otherwise, Umar Gul was just too tired in the cover, bowled 30 overs and just took it casually, I would say. And then we had the 12th man in, and which it could have been easily anybody else, because we got other fielders in. But, when catches go down, these sort of negativities come out. But overall, a poor day in the field for Pakistan.
You were coach when Pakistan played against South Africa, the last test that was played at Dubai Sports City, which is the venue for the second test. What can we expect, do you think, from the venue there this time?
Look, we're looking for a result. We haven't really had a result in Dubai, Abu Dhabi yet. The pitch has been good. I mean, they've been very hard for test matches. But unfortunately, we haven't really had a result yet. And I hope in Dubai this time around, we'll have the result. I mean, both teams are equally good enough, and they're pretty balanced when it comes to, experience and youth and all sort of stuff. So I hope we'll get the result this time.
And I've just got to ask you, Waqar, this is your first series away from being coach. Is it strange?
A little bit. It shows in my commentary, I guess. When I'm talking about it, I have a feeling for them. It gets frustrating a little bit, but no pressure. That's the beauty of commentary job. Look, this job, the coaching job, is a very time consuming job. Yeah, and I think I've just finished, and I need a probably a little bit more time to sort of settle down, and then I'll probably think about it.